Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Rosemary Fox with the Third Eye. So I'm just going to make a few announcements. This show, if you haven't listened before, is on every Wednesday from 7 until 8:30 on Blog Talk Radio. And also Spirit Talk on Tuesdays from 8 until 9:30 with Pat Rivers. And so tonight's subject, I'm not going to talk for an eternity because I know how that is when you're waiting on the phone, but I am going to talk about EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Techniques. And I've been doing it close to 10 years now. And the one thing I've found about practicing that is that it can get you somewhere. If something is not working in your life, whether it's finances or love relationship, you name it, it will take care of it. And there's nothing on the web that says it doesn't work. That's the one thing. You'll never find a comment anywhere that says, this doesn't work, this is no good. And you will find that a lot of motivational speakers, Margaret Lynch being one of them, I've listened to her seminars, they all use EFT. They all use the tapping process. Now, there are 144 points in the body that acupuncturists use, you know, the meridians, when you're tapping the meridians. So for this, for what we need now is only about 10 points. So I'm going to explain this, and you can always go back in the archives if you didn't get it and you need to write it down. So there are 17 points of light that come through your hand, and there's actually a good book called Hands of Light. And as I'm a Reiki master or any kind of healing, a book like that will tell you about how energy flows in your body. And so your index finger is the main finger, but for tapping, we generally use the first three fingers, not the thumb, but from the index finger down, because it's just more comfortable to do that. So the first position is the side of your hand, and there are three groups of things that we say it will take less than 60 seconds to do if you're practicing this at home. The second position, for me anyway, I do the top of the head. I sort of tap around the crown in the center. The third position is at the hairline, and I also tap just above the brow. A lot of people that do tap, sometimes they tap from the top of the hairline to the top of your bridges, and then to the side there where the top of your brow is. The fourth position is the side of your temple. That's where your eye is, right beside it, not on your eye, of course, at the temple. And then the fifth position is the bone underneath your eye, where you feel the socket is. That's the fifth position. The sixth is under your nose, above your lip, your top lip. The seventh is in the cleft of your chin, below your lip, and that little dent indenture there where your chin is. And then for the eighth position, you use both hands, and you find where your collarbone is, and you tap with both hands on that. Now, some people in some videos just tap in the center of the collarbone just with one hand, and some people don't even start at the side of the hand. They'll tap on the brow, and they'll go from there. But it really doesn't matter as long as what you achieve and you're using those points. The ninth position is with the flat of your hand underneath the armpit. So you lift up your arm, use the flat of your hand, and you tap under there. And then the tenth position is where you bend, or where the bend of your wrist is, and you tap on the top. So the first thing that you say when you're tapping your first set of doing the whole 10, the first thing you say, whatever the subject matter is, it doesn't matter what it is. Actually, I need a new car. So I could say, even though I don't have a new car right now, so it can be anything at all that ails you or you need, okay, or what you want, health or anything, I absolutely love and respect myself. You have to include those words. I absolutely love and respect myself. And for the second position, I say, I ask God and my angels to remove all past life interruptions, all this life interruptions, and open the golden road and the energy for all things to come to me. So when I say past life, it's because in our journey, our soul print of who we are and the many lifetimes that we have, what happens is that we still have that. That's still part of us. And say, for example, in a previous lifetime, you were poor, okay, and you could never get anywhere in this lifetime. You're constantly, you're still carrying that memory, or that even though you're trying and you're working your butt off here, it's not going anywhere. So when you're asking God to release past life and this life being what's going on now, even people that don't wish you well, because there are people in the world that do that. They're afraid of their life, that you might be successful or you might have money or, you know, unfortunately, that's human nature. So when you're tapping, I ask God and my angels to remove past life and this life interruptions. You're asking for none of those energies to affect you and for God to open up that road, the golden road here, with no stones, no pebbles, no walls, no gates, everything open and clear for things to come to you. And then the last set that you tap is the completion of it, the thank you. I appreciate all that I have and all that I receive, and I know this will be done, and I thank you for all that you do for me. Now, if it's money, I usually say at the end, I am a money magnet. Money comes to me easily. I pay all my bills on time. I accept money in all forms, and then I mention everything possible for my business, especially I'd say PayPal, checks, cash, winnings, anything, any form of money, I thank you, and so it is. So it depends on what you need to say, get something done, or to make it happen. So here's the other thing. Because we are, I don't know that we're naturally negative, but it's kind of, oh, yeah, okay, well, I wonder if this is going to work. You know, because when you try things and things don't go right and you think, oh, I do think positively. Well, here's the thing with that. And when they had The Secret came out many years ago, that big hoo-ha about that DVD that came out about thinking positively, and that's fine. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you're not happy pants all day long. Nobody is. You can wake up in a good mood, and then somebody can piss you off, and then all this positivity or anything just goes out the door. So it's not normal to be thinking that you're going to be 100% positive, jumping on the spot every day, because that just doesn't happen in life. That's just not reality. So the difference between thinking positively and actually doing the EFT is this. So let me give you an example. So if I have a bill to pay, and say it's $50, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and I only have 40, so I'm telling myself, okay, I don't know how, but I'm going to pay this, and then now I have to pay it. Say I have to pay it by 9 o'clock in the morning, just an example. So I'm telling myself, I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I'm going to get that $10 I need, that I'm going to have the money. But your subconscious, your reality check will say, well, how are you going to do that? That's not going to happen. You know, which you say it's, people can say that's negativity, but that's reality, the reality. So when you tap EFT, miracles happen. The impossible actually happens. It just does. And I'm as big a naysayer as anybody. And when I started this, so many years ago, I was tapping away and thought, okay, this isn't working. The one thing that I do know is that certain things go longer than other things. So let me tell you about the guy who originated the EFT program before it became this big money-making thing. You go on there, you have to pay, you know, $150 for the tapes and all the whole commercial thing it's become. But a long time ago when this guy started it, he had started practicing EFT, and he had multiple cirrhosis, and his legs were literally, you know, not usable. He was in a wheelchair. He did have physical therapy, of course, you know, to keep blood flow, but they pretty much told him, that's it, you'll be in a wheelchair the rest of your life. So when he started EFT, he had nothing to lose, you know, he was wheelchair bound. So on the video, I'm watching the video, and there are all these people that had illnesses where they'd be taking medication for the rest of their life, pretty much, and plus him in the wheelchair. So at the end of the video, he gets up out of the wheelchair, and he had been tapped in for 5 years. I don't know anybody else, who included myself, that if I would tap for 5 years to get something I want, it just seems like, oh, my God. But anyway, he's walking today, and they said he would never walk again. So, and although that's an extreme case, okay, basically that's how it works. Sometimes when you tap, it will happen within a week or a few days. Sometimes it'll take a couple of months. But sometimes when you're asking, you are asking for the impossible, because maybe you are in an impossible situation. Maybe you can't get a job. Maybe you've always been poor. You can never get out from under, and nothing ever seems to go right. What have you got to lose? So I found that with my own customers, when I've showed them how to do that, there are some people who will continue to do that and then tell me, wow, you know, I did this and it happened. And other people, if I see them again, they say, I say, are you practicing EFT? And they go, well, you know, I did it for a week and then I forgot about it. So it just is about being tenacious and maybe writing it down, you know, to remind yourself, okay, I got to do EFT, and give yourself like 10-day increments or something like that. When I first started, I would forget, and I'd be laying in bed to go to sleep and think, oh, God, I haven't done my EFT today. And I would sit upright and tap away. And so I found it's not just believing in it, because I did not believe in it at one time. When I first started, I thought, oh, okay, whatever. But one of the things that happened to me that really still made me a believer, which was sort of amazing. I got out of bed one day. I used to be living in Gulfport here in St. Pete area, and I had a pinched nerve. And if you've ever had a pinched nerve, it just catches you. And it was like on the side of my hip. And I said, oh, great, I have this all day now. I couldn't even move. It was just like a sharp pain. So I said, okay, I'll do the EFT. So I tap away, you know, the one set of three. I tapping this, and when you have any kind of pain, whether it's a headache or whatever, you're supposed to rate it every time you're tapping, supposed to rate this pain. Well, I think I probably did this 20 times at least 20 times, because I thought, I have nothing to lose. I can't do anything. My back is killing me, and this pain is sharp. So after the 20 times, it wasn't there anymore. So even then, I didn't believe it. I got up and I thought, oh, yeah, any minute, this SOB is going to kick in. And, you know, and it didn't. It actually worked. So I was so impressed with that that I wrote to Marlene Marion, who has an EFT site with umpteen different videos on every ailment you can imagine, okay? And I wrote to her and told her how impressed I was, because it takes something for me to be impressed, okay? It takes a lot for me to go, okay, does this work? Well, we'll see, you know. And so I realized it worked with other things. They're just impossible stuff, things that just came out of the blue. So I'm definitely an advocate of EFT, and it's also very good if you need to get yourself into a really good mood. If I wake up in the wrong mood, I kind of run around the house going, happy, 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 joy, joy, joy. And I say that, and it lifts up my vibration. I know, as silly as that sounds, it's I do that because I do not need to be miserable, because I hear everybody's miseries all day long with readings, you know, when people have problems. I have to be in the right energy and the right mood and just, you know, get myself into that, because I'm normal like everybody. There are days when I don't feel so great, or I think, oh, great, got to deal with that now. And, you know, I still have everybody else's issues, but I guess they're handled differently because of who I am. But where EFT is concerned, I think it's invaluable. I really don't, what I told you on here, the basics, you don't need to go pay somebody $150. I'm sure nobody would like that, me saying that, to have a tape to tell you how to do it. I just told you. And that basically is it. I'll say it again. The first one is whatever the issue is, and then you add the words, I absolutely love and respect myself. I do not think everybody that practices talks about past life or this life interruptions, but think of it this way. Look at the children in history or the cases they've had where, you know, at 5 years old they can write a symphony because that was from a past life. You know, maybe they were a musician in a past life and all those gifts are brought into this life. So that will tell you that somewhat of an influence, and especially if it was a dire influence, something really dramatic from a past life, it's definitely going to affect you on some subconscious level. I mean, even there are people that are afraid of horses or they're afraid of the water, and they've never in this lifetime ever had that experience. You know, they have no reason to be afraid. They just are. They don't know why they are, and that's because of past life. So you're definitely influenced somewhat. And if it's in the love area, which is very important, and your financial area, which is even more important still, not because love isn't important, but because without money, we can't move forward, we can't do anything, we don't have goals, you know, we feel stuck. So I think tapping away the past life, and it's like a sort of direct connection to God when you do that, because it's sincere. It's almost like a prayer. I ask God and my angels, you are asking for that, but you are tapping your meridians to expect this miracle, if you like, because mostly it is miracles. There's just too many things that I've had happen to me which are impossible, where I just kind of go, I don't know how that's going to happen because A, B, and C. What my reality was not this miracle that might happen or this something that would come out of the blue to save me. And that's what you have to remember with EFT. And what have you got to lose? Because that's what I think here. I'm talking about it on here and telling those that are listening, and you have nothing to lose but to try it. So, and you can also look it up online. Look up online and see what people say about EFT. But those are actually practice consistently, and I don't do it like every day of the week here. I usually think when I need something or want something or I want something to change, then I will go, okay, I'm going to tap for about 2 weeks. It's not like I get out of bed and, you know, I just do this every day because. I do it when there's something I need to change or something I want that I need to have, and that way it's always with gratitude. I never forget. This is a direct, when this tapping, this energy is a direct link to the divine. So you do it with respect. You kind of go, okay, this is what I need. Please help me. And sometimes, even when you're tapping the set, and you say you have a big issue, maybe it's a love issue, okay, and you can keep tapping as you're talking. You can actually just explain the whole thing if you feel the need to do so. But just don't forget to say those words, I absolutely love and respect myself, because that is very important. And like I say, you can go back in the archives and listen to this if you need to write it down. When people come to me I tell them about EFT, it's not everybody because it's more time, you know, I'm spending. But when I do, I just do a little diagram of a head and a body and the hand and that, and I just write it down doing it, and I find it amazing. I haven't found anything else short of any miracles that work as well as that does, and that's what I'm saying. There's nobody you'll find on there that'll say, oh, this isn't any good, this blah, blah, blah. And so as a lot of prominent people practice EFT, that also applies to everybody in the street too. Why not? Why not try it? So I thought that's what I would talk about and give you that. And also, I hope that everyone will have a wonderful Christmas. I really hope so. I mean, we seem to be more peaceable now. And I know that there's a concern over the ISIS problem and all that. And, you know, that's the world we live in. We just have to be tolerant and love each other more and, you know, and understand what America is and how strong it is. And we can beat this. So that's what I feel. Okay, and I didn't talk too long. So, all right. So my first caller is 646-352.
Hi.
Hello?
Rosemary. Hi, it's Lonnie.
Hi. Who is it?
Lonnie.
Oh, hi, Lonnie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. That was so perfectly on time. I needed to hear that about EFT. I feel like I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know if I need to make a change or with my career, because I just feel a little discombobulated, and I was just wondering if you could, if you see anything, or, you know, if I'm still on the right path. I don't know.
I do think that you are on the right path. I think you see what's happened is we've had, let me just say this, because I don't know if you listen to any recent shows. What we have here, and I mentioned it a few times, is that we have an 11-11 vibration. That means from November 11th, which was a new moon in Scorpio, to December 11th, which is a new moon in Gemini, okay, we have an 11-11 vibrate, an angelic. That's an angelic master number. Okay, so what I did, and you can still do this on this new moon, is I got a piece of paper. I wrote down all the things I want. What do I want? Where do I see my life going? And I fold the paper towards you because you want it to come to you. And I just keep it. I've actually got it in my reader room. I'm going to keep it and then refer to it as things happen. Because this is the only time in 25 years that there's been a portal that's closer to the divine or that energy that you want to attract to you than any other time in 25 years. You know, so when I first talked about it, I said, okay, astrologers and numerologists are having like orgasms over this configuration. Is pretty much true because, you know, it means nothing to anybody else, but people that do these things, they're all wild, you know, and crazy, and people go, okay, so what the hell does that mean? You know, so
right.
I read up on and I talked about it, and it's just sort of amazing, and I thought, all right, people are miserable, and things are not, you know, the energy's all off or weird. So this is a good time to do that, okay, to at least put that into action. For you, as for a lot of people, we are in a 9-year next year. So what happens is we'll get to January. January is not a particularly healthy month, and maybe it's because we have retrograde starting on the 5th of January, which, you know, covers pretty much most of January. So mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of a downer, okay, when it comes to January. But after that, people are going to go, okay, this is what I want for my life. I'm going to go to visit that country I always wanted to do. I'm going to put this in motion. It's almost like, unlike any other new year where we make predictions and we do this, that, and the other, and we go, yeah, I'm going to lose weight, and then we never do, okay? Next year is going to be where people are going to go, why not? If not now, when? So people are going to do that only because life is fragile. You never know what's going to happen or something. You know, you may as well live it to the best that you can and enjoy what you have. So I think most people being a 9-year means endings for something and the renewal or the start of something new and completing it, actually seeing it through instead of, you know, hanging on and being not knowing what to do. So for you, there are a couple of things. The one thing that I do see in my head here, I do see the justice, scales of justice. So there's a couple of things. There's either, I'm seeing legal papers, okay? So and it doesn't mean anything bad, okay? It just means I'm seeing, you know, if you rent an apartment, that's a legal contract. So I'm seeing some kind of legal, something that has to be taken care of or something to do with documents. And it could be to do with schooling or learning, but it's having the money to do it. And the answer is yes. Whatever you're deciding to do, you're going to go, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And you're going to stick to it. Even if you second guess yourself, you are going in the right direction. I'm hearing your wishes are granted. What you want, you'll start to see down the road as blossom for you. The other thing is you have to be careful not to be taken advantage of by anybody at all. Don't be a soft touch for anything, whether it's somebody getting you to do something or loaning money. Do not loan money to people if you have it. Just don't do it. Just you know, be discerning on what you do. I see that even your abilities, you know, how you feel intuitively will even out here to the point where you will actually be absolutely certain, okay, of what you want. You won't be in this quandary where you're going like, oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. You're going to get to a point where you'll think something and you'll absolutely know in your gut that it's right. And I think that's going to be a lot stronger for you next year than any other time. And I do see you having God's protection here, and I don't really know the reason why I need to tell you that, but you do. You do have a lot of spiritual protection. A lot of things with you is you're an internal worrier, so you worry about something and dissect it to death, and that doesn't do your health any good either. I mean,
yeah.
Worrying about something does not change it, okay? So you're very emotional. Yeah, you're very emotional as a person, and you've always been that way. So you always have to surround yourself with people that absolutely get who you are, because nothing less than that would be any... No, because it's no good. Otherwise, people don't understand you, and that's very frustrating, and you don't know where you're going. So so let me go back to what you said originally. Let me just ask here if... What you're doing now, should you change? No. The answer is no. Don't change. Keep going on the direction that you're going now. And let me see if that's going to be successful. If only it goes in this direction, what's the outcome? Okay, I'm hearing the word success. So you can expect to have success. Just plot in there. I know energy is funny, but just hold on here. Don't be sidetracked by anybody. I also think coming into next year that from mid-spring, I'm talking about mid-March onward, that things are going to look a lot more positive in so many areas of your life. And you won't feel like you're alone, if you know what I mean. You know how some people feel they're alone in a crowd? You won't feel that so much. You'll be more connected, if you get what I mean.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You have so much going for you. Just don't let anybody put you down or say the wrong thing to you and, you know, get you worrying. Oh God, you know, now what? Don't do that, because you're a natural empath. You know that, right? You're very sensitive.
Yeah.
You'll cry at movies, you know, whatever. You know, you're really sensitive. Yeah, and that's the thing. You got to remember who you are, and that's important to stay who you are and stand in your own power and never let anybody diminish who you are, because without people like that in the world, we have no compassion. We have people that don't love and that don't care about abuse or animals or anything. They just don't care, and we have to have people like this, okay? We have to have people like you. So, you know, be proud of who you are, and do not take no for an answer, okay? Take no prisoners.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, Lonnie, you have a wonderful Christmas. Okay.
You have a blessed holiday as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And my next caller is 520-234. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So what is your name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So what is your question, Lisa?
It would be on relationship, please.
Okay. Yeah, the big one. So I think about relationships is like, well, our whole life is in the toilet when there's no relationship. that's not actually true, but we believe that, I think, in life. Okay, let me just see what you have coming up. Okay. So you have somebody, you have more than one somebody in your life?
You know, that is so funny that you mentioned that, because Monday, I met someone.
Okay, so is there somebody from your past that is hanging on to you?
I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering if it's you. I'm wondering if there are, you know, because when we have relationships that, especially the ones that don't turn out too good, because then we remember that, we remember who they are, and, oh, yeah, we're not doing that again. It's a lot to try and lose that energy. It's a lot to just get rid of it. You know, our friends go, oh, yeah, forget that, just come out, have a good time. Well, it doesn't, heartache is not easily just band-aided, you know. Usually you have to get over it and you have to heal from it. And sometimes some of us hang on to old issues that we shouldn't hang on to. And that's the problem. That's a huge problem. So you may have somebody from your past here that you have not let go of or you've not dealt with. I feel for you, now you've met this one, a new person, but there is going to be another person. And then you're going to be faced with a choice. And then you're going to not know what to do. I don't really feel that the person that you just met is going to go anywhere in terms of, let me ask if this is long-term. This is not long-term. And that's not to burst your bubble, okay? I mean, sometimes, okay, you know, it's better than not meeting anybody. I mean, everybody's, you know, oh, I don't have anybody at Christmas, you know. So I don't feel that. I don't think it's a bad person, but I feel there's some frustration around this or what could be more than just a couple of dates. I just don't see you staying with it. I think it's more you. There's someone else for you coming up. Let me just see. We're in December now. So I'm thinking, let me see when you're going to meet somebody that you'll have a relationship with. I think it's pretty soon. I'm going to say I give windows of time maybe between February and April. And I know I shouldn't do that because most of the time, I'm going to say 99% of the time that works out. But there have been times when somebody has that whole scenario has been a year later. That's not very often, which is kind of weird to me. I'm thinking, okay, so why didn't you tell me it was a year later? But what I'm really feeling is that you're going to meet somebody around, it's between February, middle of February and April. And I think that that's going to be really important to you. And it's something that you have real, somebody where you can build on that and go, okay, I could see myself ending up with this person. But this here, what you have right now is not, I don't feel it's almost like you have a choice of whether to have it or not. Did this person just move? How much have you spent?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, just move. Yeah. Okay. So what it is, he's really attractive, okay? This is a really attractive person. So it's not like he's not unattractive, but there's a lot of issues on an emotional level here. He has an attachment from the past here that he's not dealt with. Okay, so I don't know if he got divorced or whatever, but there's something here that has motivated his move beyond, needing to move. You know, like there's a third wheel here, which is not healed or not dealt with or not finished with, and that, unfortunately, is a lot what's going on. So you don't want to be the one to get over the one, okay?
No,
you don't want to do, because nobody tells anybody that. Even when, you know, women go out after they've been with somebody 8 years and that, and they meet someone, they know better than to go, oh, I was with this guy and blah, 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 blah. And then the other person is like, oh, okay, I'm not going to go, So people don't tell you that. But when you get to know somebody, they tell you things, you know, over a period. Well, there's this person and blah, blah, blah. So you want to be really careful before having anything too deep with this person. Just don't do that. Don't give away your soul or anything until you know that, okay, they're free to love me or to be with me. And I just don't think this person is. There's also some money issues here around this man as well. Maybe he doesn't earn enough or he needs to work more. But that, too, will change as well. I do think there's some positive changes coming for him. But for you, also, too, there's something else. Is your father in spirit?
No.
But there's somebody. There's a man in spirit that is watches over you. It feels like a father figure. So, yeah, it could be a grandma, but I don't get names very often. I just feel this male energy. This is somebody who is very emotional in so much as very loving. If it was a grandpa, it was somebody that gave you a hug and, you know, and it was that kind of personality. But this person watches over you. It pops in and sees you like, oh, okay, she's doing all right. Okay. You know, I just,
yeah.
But I feel like it's definitely family related. It is not like somebody you once knew or an ex-boyfriend or anything of that nature. It definitely feels family related here. So, anyway.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's somebody that loves you. It's like, I don't even know if you met this person. It's just they, like, love you because you're part of this family and they pop in and watch over you. So you do have this male figure that does that. And he's trying to make you not worry about things so much. Like, he wants to tap you on the shoulder and go, oh, girl, don't do this to yourself. I think it's because when we all die, nothing, what does it matter anyway? When we're dead, we look back and we think, oh, my God, why did I do this to myself? So maybe it's that. When you're on the other side, it's different, and you look at things and you think, oh, look what I did. Oh, Lord. You know, so he's there to ease everything for you. I do think, though, getting back to your relationship, if you're actually looking to get married, I do not see you getting married. I'm looking from now until then. I'm seeing like a 2.5 year window. So that's not bad. Even if you think, oh God, that long, but not really. You know, if you meet the right person, I'm not so sure. I think you're gonna have this relationship next year, but I don't know if it's somebody you're going to make up your mind and go, okay, this is it. This is the one for me. But you will in this time frame. If for some reason, I think the person that you'll meet is already done everything you've done, been there, done that, and knows what they want. And that's what I think. You can meet somebody not along, like a long-winded engagement of any sort. So I do think you'll be here. Yeah, but this guy you just met, no, he has issues. And he's not bad. He's not a bad person. He's just, he's got crap, you know, like a lot of people. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know. That's really good to know. God, that's so good to know.
It is because he's not bad. He's not a bad person. He's just, in fact, I think he's kind of a go-getter. I think he's one of these people that dreams of bigger things. He just needs to get there. He needs to be able to do it. And then he'll be
fine.
So
you're so right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful Christmas. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Okay. Well, we don't seem to have a lot of people here tonight. And that's probably because we're all exhausted with Christmas shopping. Just when I think that I'm done, then I there's one more thing to do. And now I'm looking at what are we going to eat for snacks? That's what I did today. I went out and thought, what do I need to buy for Christmas Day? Okay, so I'm going to go to 914-625. I will when I can open it. Okay, here it is. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah, it's easy tonight. Usually it's like 20 people up there, and not tonight. I think people are exhausted. They're in Macy's or somewhere shopping. that's what it is. And people leave work and they go, oh God, I better run and get that, you know. So,
yeah.
So what is your name?
Oh, my name's Christine.
Okay. So hi, Christine. So what is it that you would like to know? What's your question?
Well, I was just wondering, can you look at health?
At health issues?
Yeah.
I don't see bodies. My friend Pat, who is on with me on Tuesday, she does do health scans, but I can tell you about where it's going. I can tell you where you're at if you're not well now. So let me look at that for you. Let me just look at your things in general here. I don't really see anything bad here. I don't. I think you have a really determined will. There may be some money that you have to spend here regarding that, and that's usually the case if you have any health issues. So I'm just going to tell you where you're at right now. So it's not too good at the moment. Okay, so let me do 3 months. We do 6 months. Let me do a year. Let me do a year and a half. Okay, so this next 3 months or 4 months is the toughest time of trying to feel better or waking up and going, okay, I don't feel much better and I'm doing this or I'm taking that or whatever. So the next 4 months are very stressful in so much as you not feeling on top of the world, okay? But within a six months to a year, I want to say within a year and a half, you can expect your health to be on a regular, more normal basis. But to me, it seems like next 4 months is the issue. You know, from we're in December now, so that would be January, February, March. So up to the springtime here, there's an issue here where you're like, okay, I'm not doing good, or I don't feel so great, but there's an improvement. There's not, like, I can tell you, I'm very tactful with people, okay, so I wouldn't tell you if you're going to die, but you're not going to die, okay, so, you know, but if things were not going to improve at all, I would suggest all kinds of other stuff for you, have you tried this, done that, to improve that, but whatever you're going to do, whether it's a better diet or natural herbal or anything, okay? Whatever you do, you're going to be going in the right direction. So don't be frustrated by the time springtime comes, because you can see a marked improvement in your health from that time onwards. It just seems like a very difficult period right now, okay? And it will last. Yeah, it will last longer than you want, because 4 months is still 4 months. It's like being miserable. A miserable day feels like a week. A happy day, feels like forever. You know, it's like misery is always longer. So it's impossible. But I want to tell you that everything that you do and everything that you choose to do will be the right action. So do not... Yeah, no, there's a lot of reason to celebrate your life here. And to be thankful, where you're going to go, okay, I'm going to get better and everything's going to improve. I see the sun and the sun over you, which is awesome. I don't see that very often. I want to say that. Sun means long-term happiness and, you know, joy, like joy in the heart. So that means your health will improve. So I feel like also, too, you know, it wouldn't hurt to light a candle. Angel Gabriel, let me ask which angel. That's a good idea. Let me ask which angel that you should light a candle to. Okay. Yeah, it is Gabriel. It is Angel Gabriel. So when you light a candle in respect of the angels, because they do answer people, okay? When you light a candle, you light the white candle's fine, and you say, in honor of you, this is what I ask from you. So ask for this speedy recovery and the help with it. Because when you light a candle, you're being respectful. You're saying, listen up, I'm being really serious. I want you to hear me. I respect you and I want you to... Because people always go, oh, that doesn't work or whatever. But you have to actually honor that, you know, because these are ethereal beings. Okay? So you're just being respectful and saying, I'm lighting this candle. I'm thanking you in advance for helping me. So I would like you to do that. But I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I really don't. Think you're going to be fine.
No, nothing. I mean, it's nothing major. I actually haven't even gone to the doctor. It's just I just haven't been feeling 100%, and I don't know what it is, but I've been trying to eat healthier, and I've been I don't eat unhealthy food like soda and, you know, a lot of sugar and all that kind of stuff. So I still don't feel 100%.
I think, have you tried calcium, which is C-O-R-A-L, just in case I say it differently and people don't know what I'm talking about. Calcium is mind and Ikanoa, and it's a natural supplement to improve your immune system. It's been known to stop cancer cells or anything, you know, negative in the body. It's incredible, in fact. In fact, when my dad was very sick, I bought him that, and he improved tremendously. So I used to buy it on eBay. There's a guy on there called Healthy Choice still on there. So if you can buy natural tablets, anything that boosts your immune system, and then it's going to give you more energy, and then you're going to start to feel better, all, you know, right away. And it's not anything that interferes with anything. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. That's really good to know. So that's a pill.
Yeah, it's a natural. Yeah, it's mind, and it, you only want when you read it, just, you know, hundreds of tablets out there. You want the stuff that is mind and Ikanoa, the natural. It's like from the sea, okay? And apparently, I mean, I can tell you, my dad had cancer, and he didn't die from cancer, but he had cancer, and he, when he was on the chemotherapy, he looked like a walking skeleton here, losing his hair and skin and bones. Anyway, when I bought him these tablets, so don't interfere with anything. And within 3 months, my dad stopped losing weight. His hair started growing again. His skin looked better. And I actually got that advice from a guy. I'll just tell you the story. This guy was, I was calling about natural water, you know, to have a filter for my dad, so you wouldn't have to keep buying bottled water, but to have it through the tap, you know, it filters it, you know, natural. So I'm talking to this guy, and I said, oh, no, I don't want it for me. I already have one. And so I'm telling him the thing about my dad, and he says, well, my health was really bad. And he goes, I'm in my 50s, and my hair is, like, pure white. And he said, I started taking this on a recommendation. And he said, within 3-4 months, I started having dark roots growing. He said, I've had gray hair for 10 years. And my hair, natural hair color, was coming back, and I felt.
Oh my God!
So he was actually a salesman for the things that you put in for water. So we got off talking on that. So I said, you know, thanks, I'll try that. And I got it. I think this guy that sells it on eBay, it has Q10 in it. It's called Colseum with Q10, which, you know, is like an anti-aging thing. And I bought that for my dad, and it was amazing. I should buy it for me, not because I'm unhealthy, but it just boosts your immune system and makes you feel wonderful, and it'll improve your hair and nails and your skin and everything. But most of all, what it does for your immune system is going to get your body back on track if there's anything. Also, I want you to try some natural sage. You might have to go to, like... I'm trying to think what the store is here. You know those stores that sell natural herbs and all that kind of stuff. Get some culinary sage. It's not the stick that you burn to remove energy. It's not that. It's not that white stuff. It's sort of greenish, and it looks like a bag of sticks and leaves. That is amazing for your body. Okay, when you get your cup, you take a handful of it. It's like twigs and leaves, literally. You put it in the bottom of your cup. You add the hot boiling water. Let it steep for a little bit, you know, maybe a minute or so. And some of it will sink, and then you can scoop off the top. And then you sip that. Just sip it over like 10 minutes or so. If you've got pain in your body or you don't feel great, that is amazing. Amazing, amazing sage. And it also helps to prevent colds and flu and everything. I learned something else today about it, and I just came across it by chance. I wasn't looking for it because I already use it. I already take it. And also ginger root, natural ginger root is also good to do that. Slice it and put hot water on it. The natural ginger root is good for your liver and your heart. So if you drink either one of those, the sage is great for pain. That I do know. Stomach ache, headache, you know, chest pain, anything. That is amazing. So just make that a habit, and then that also will improve your health a lot too. So I hope that helps.
So yes. And that sage that you would get at a store that because I'm trying to figure out where I would get that. Is that like sage that you would just buy to get?
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. I don't know where you live, but Nature's Patch. here. Nature's Patch is like a store that it has everything, you know, all those kind of things besides groceries, okay? You know, somewhere like that wouldn't be like our regular stores like Publix and Winn-Dixie and that. Those places don't carry it. But those natural places carry that. And it's usually in a, it just is in a bag. It looks like a bag of leaves and twigs, okay? And it's cool. It's culinary sage. It's natural sage. Don't buy the tea bags. Tea bags do not have the same impact as using the actual thing, okay? And that, it's just amazing. I actually get it from a store around the corner from me here, which, and the product that I buy is made in Jordan. It just happens to be that way. But you can get different ones from anywhere at the nature store is just further for me to drive. And I just found this little boutique type store here that sells it. So I go there. It's literally walking distance. And I keep it all the time, because it's really, really good for your health. And the ginger root. Yeah, try it. You won't be sorry. Really good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And just my last question. So you said for coral calcium, you said with Q10?
Yeah, it's that's what it is. It's when you bring up the pay. I've bought it on eBay, and I don't even know if you can buy it outside of that, because I buy a lot of stuff online. But when I went eBay, the handle was Healthy Choice. Some of them, you just have to really read what they are. It has to be the one that's mined in Ikanoa, Japan. That is the most potent and the natural source of it. Because there are lots of people that you know how that is. You know, people sell, when it's popular, all kinds of names and things there. But this guy, I think I paid like $35 for it. It was worth every penny. It's coral calcium with Q10. And it is amazing. It did amazing things for my dad. My dad looked like a walking skeleton, okay? So I really, really, I can't say enough good about it. And I got, like I told you, I got that through talking to the water filter guy.
Wow. And I've never heard of someone getting their natural hair color back. That's amazing. So.
Well, I know my dad, the most important thing with my father is that when you have chemo and everything, people lose a lot of weight, okay? And he was looking terrible, like a walking skeleton. I mean, awful. And he stopped, and he started gaining weight back. It was gradual, but his health improved, and he did not also needed to have more chemo either. Once he started on that, he was afraid, and he took the tablets to his doctor and said, is this okay to take, you know, blah, blah. And it was, because it's natural, it's not going to interfere, but it improved my father's health so much that I continued buying that for him, because it really made a huge difference, because address your immune system. Your immune system's everything. So if that's healthier, then you're less likely to be sick, if you get what I mean.
Right. And he stopped needing chemo. That's incredible.
It was incredible, and I've recommended it to other people because I've seen it with my own eyes. That's why. I thought, oh, wow, this stuff really works. So, but it's like anything. You know, you have to take it, and it was like my dad started feeling good right away, started feeling better. But the actual improvement came when he did stop losing his hair, and he stopped losing weight, and he started gaining weight. And I'm thinking, oh, good, this stuff is really working, because it attacks any cancer cells and helps prevent that too. You know, because your immune system is so strong, it's not going to fall foul to that, if you get what I mean. It is amazing. Now I'm talking about it. Now I think I should go on and order it now, because I have to order
that. Right. I have to go order it like ASAP. That's amazing. Thank you so much for telling me that. I really appreciate it.
Yep. You can call back in 3 months and tell me, okay, I've been taking this stuff, and tell me what the difference is. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling, and you have a wonderful Christmas. Bye.
You too.
Okay, so if anybody wants to get a hold of me, my phone number is 727-524-1010, and my web page is rosemaryfox.com. I don't think there's anything else. I don't know what else. It's flowing along okay tonight. So my next caller is 402-306. Hello.
Hi, Rosemary. Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was listening to you talking about, you know, that coral calcium.
Yeah.
I had bought that once a long time ago from, it's Okinawa, Japan.
Right.
And I can't afford it right now. But, yeah, I heard lots of great things about it.
How long did you take it for?
You know, I think I put my mother on it is what I did. Because I can't afford so much. But just like you were saying when you bought it for your dad, I had her on it. And it, you know, seemed to help her, but I heard lots of good things about it. You know, just funny you brought up the water thing, because recently that's what I wanted to find, if there was some kind of a purification for your water.
Yeah.
You know, drops
or
something.
Yeah, because when you get the, like the jugs and all that stuff, that you're constantly having to change the filters and all that, but you can buy systems where it just naturally filters, and they're actually getting better than it used to be. Now it is all kinds of stuff. I don't have anything that removes fluoride, because that's my other thing. I do not use fluoride toothpaste because that affects your pineal gland, and I do not want to get to 80 years old and be having dementia and Alzheimer's, because fluoride will do that. It kind of, you know, a lifetime of using fluoride. Yeah, you should read up on it. So I do not use that because I want to be active and still as ornery as I am now when I'm 80 years old.
You know,
so
they put it in our water. They put fluoride in our water.
Yeah, they do. But I don't do that. I don't drink that. And the toothpaste thing is a huge thing. And many of my friends don't either now. And you know what's weird is when you go in stores, the natural toothpaste, the one without fluoride, okay, is not in the in the toothpaste aisle. It's not with all the other toothpaste. It's kind of in the organic section, okay?
Right.
I tried, which is weird.
Have you tried that Tom's? I tried that Tom's toothpaste once. Oh, God,
yeah,
it tastes so horrible.
That's
though.
What I do. No, I have the peppermint one. Okay. I have Tom's.
Huh.
I use Tom's. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess when I tried it, they didn't have any peppermint, so I'll see if they have that.
Yeah, they have a couple of flavors, and so I buy that, and it's not cheap. It's like, but I don't know, it's not expensive to me, but it's like $4.50 or something like that, as opposed to paying less than $2 for a tube of toothpaste. So, but it's worth it to me. Don't have fluoride. Yeah, I don't use the fluoride stuff.
You told me that. Yeah, I don't want my grandchildren on that. My daughter. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they
you
don't
just
tell
read
you
up on about it. Yeah, read up. When you go online, put fluoride, put something like how fluoride affects the pineal gland and what it does to you over a period of time. Because have you not noticed, maybe it's because we live in a world where, you know, the news is on top of us, things across the other side of the planet, we know. So maybe it's that, but I'm hearing more and more people suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's, more and more people.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to somebody, they go, oh, yeah, my mother has dementia or my father has Alzheimer's. I'm constantly hearing that. And that was not, it's always been around, but it wasn't as predominant as it seems to be now. And so what we're putting in our body, you know, what we put in our body is as long-term effects. So I definitely do not want to be a babbling idiot when I'm 80 years old. You know, I'm thinking, no, I'm going to take care of that now. So anyway, darling, what is your question?
Oh, well, I'm kind of somebody around me that is trying to undercut everything I do, and I don't know who it is. There's somebody around me with really bad.
Is this in a work situation?
It's with my home. It's in everywhere. There, I don't know. I'm not working.
Let me just see. Let me ask if it's a male or a woman here, because I really have two people. Let me see. Is this person that's undermining her? Is it a male or a female? It's a female. Okay. Is this a neighbor? Okay. You know what? I'm not getting a proper answer on that. It's somebody you know, okay? It is somebody that you know. So do you know who it is?
No, I don't. There's several people that have been, you know, that have been doing this. It's kind of become a group effort, but I'm wondering who's behind this, and I don't know who it is.
There's a female, but to me it feels like, you know how some females have more male energy than others? It's a female that has a lot of male energy, and when you have that, that is somebody who is, how can I put it, aggressive, you know, like it's my way or the highway. It is somebody very, and not somebody friendly, not somebody who's gets close to people, but is very much an in-charge kind of personality. I don't know if that helps, but I don't really feel, it's somehow I feel like the everything will come full circle. That this is not going to be an ongoing thing forever and ever. It's an energy that's in and around now that you need to deal with.
Anything that I can do, because it's gotten to the point where they brought police, got police involved, and, you know, by lies and all kinds of stuff.
All right, when you say they got police involved, you mean your with your home?
Right.
Okay. Well, there are certain things that you can do to get rid of negativity in your home. I'm not sure about outside of it. In your home, you can put like a teaspoonful salt, you know, new salt, buy a new salt, and put that in the corner of every room in your house. You can wash your floors and your windowsills and your doors with ammonia. If there's any kind of negative influence or energy, that will get rid of it. Even spirits on the dark side do not like ammonia, and I don't like it either. It doesn't smell too good. But that is something that you can do to clean your home up of negative energy. Outside of that, you should, I just talked about angels here earlier. Ask for protection and surround yourself with the protection prayer, which is Angel Michael to the right of me, Angel Gabriel to the left of me, Angel Uriel in front of me. Uriel removes obstacles, okay? Angel Raphael behind me and God above my head. So if you say those protection prayers, it's almost like a shield when you go out the door, say that. Because anybody that wishes you mischief, it is going to be gone within a couple of months. Do not think this is an issue that you'll have coming into next year at all. No.
Thank God.
This is like an overthrow. I don't think that January's good, but I think by the time February's, whatever the wind is blowing, it'll be blown away by then. I don't see it. I mean, it's weird if it's now, but January's weird too.
It is? Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, but that's, January is not going to be a really great month for a lot of people because we have retrograde on the 5th of January, and that's a new year off with. But it's also there's a heavy overture from Christmas, New Year, and that's it in general. Yeah,
that was great. Do you have any? Can you ask why they're doing it?
Yeah, I could ask that. But the first word that I got was jealousy. But I know that sounds stupid sometimes. Sometimes when people are jealous, you think, what are they jealous of? You know, what am I doing? I'm not doing nothing new, so why would you be? But sometimes people, envy people with certain energies. You know, they feel threatened or intimidated by someone, and maybe that's what that person feels about you. You know, you know yourself, especially women do this the most. You can walk into a room or a place and you look at somebody and you think, oh, I don't like him. I don't like her, and you don't even know the person.
Right.
So it's just a negative. So you just, all you need to do is protect your space, your energy, who you are, and just ask for it. Just say, I don't need this anymore.
They have caused such chaos in my life, stopped financial and everything. I mean, it's really bad.
But I do think that you can dissipate that. I do think you can start to take care of that and get to the crux of it.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, because somebody else shouldn't be able to do that to you. Nobody
right,
should be
I
able
know.
To come along and disrupt
they
your life.
Be able to
no.
Anybody.
No,
right.
No.
I'm having, you know, such a mess in the house with repairs. Damage
right.
that's been done. I don't know if that's, do you see that getting cleared up? I mean, I'm trying to get the insurance to take care of it because it's vandalism.
I don't think that they're going to pay you if you're asking for 100%. I do think you're going to get paid, but I don't think they're going to give you what it really takes to compensate you. They're not going to offer you a full whatever backup that is.
Oh, that's great.
They're not going to offer it. They're going to make an excuse. It's kind of like, I don't know, you know, with some insurance company, you and they'll say, oh, that was an act of, they won't say that with you, but they'll say, oh, that was an act of God, and so you're not covered by it, or some bullshit.
Right.
I think there's a reason where they'll look at it and think, well, we're willing to give you this, but we're not going to give you that. So I don't see fully covered. It depends on what they said they covered. And, you know, that's usually that small print that nobody reads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they already canceled me before they've even paid it.
Yeah. It's just, I'm afraid that some insurance companies are notorious for that crap.
There's just so much. I mean, doesn't it seem like it's like this in everything anymore with businesses, the unethical? It's just people trying to get out of doing the right thing.
It's not everybody, but there is a me first and I could care less attitude, even in companies that, you know, even with jobs, people don't care anymore. If they get rid of you, they'll replace you. There's no respect. I mean, there are some companies that are still respectful, but you've got this me-first attitude, and nobody cares. And then that's not the way to conduct yourself. That's what old America was when it was founded on customer service and businesses that appreciated. That's the old America. That's the America. That's the America we want back. Okay, that's the America we want back.
It just seems like every aspect that in my life that I've run into in the last 2 years, that's all it's been. It's like you cannot work anything. You know, like I never was a person to sue or whatever. You know, you try to work it out with somebody.
Right.
You know, you talk to them about it. You try to, you know, work things out. And what I found is because I've done that, they just turn around and try to destroy you. That's what's happened to me, is they tried to destroy my reputation, you know, make me look bad so that I couldn't turn around and sue them or something, even though I had no intention in the first place. And I can't get over it. I mean, that's all that's happened.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to tread carefully. I don't know, there's always, the only comfort I can give you for that is that when people do the wrong thing by the people on purpose, or they don't care, that they get their turn on the wheel. It may not be because of you, but it may be through somebody else. Or they may be stepping on somebody who has more power and money, you know, money talks, okay? More power than you do, and everybody that makes those mistakes and treats people badly, eventually they get there is a karmic turnaround. The thing is never to wish it, because you don't need to wish it, okay, because it will be taken care of. That's the one thing I do know. Yeah. I've seen things years down the road where I think, oh, yeah, that's right, those people there aren't good people, and this is what happened to them, and I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, and it's been years after the fact, and I know that they're not good or they're not the right kind of people. So, you know, even though the thing is it's not, losing negative energy is a very important thing, to not be in a position where you're vulnerable, where you keep attracting it, okay, where you just think, oh, everything I do, I can't win. You've got to think that I can win, that I'm going to definitely deal with these people. They're not evolved like me, or they're not on the same page as me, and this too will pass. That's what you've got to think. Nothing stays the same forever. So, unfortunately, for some people, it's not been such a great year, but guess what? There's a 9-year coming, which is completion, the end of things that don't work, and the beginning of things that do. So I'm looking forward to next year. I really am. I'm thinking, it's 9 years. That means let's get on with it. Okay.
Being that there will be, you know, somebody that will help me, you know, that will be honest and, you know.
But you have to believe in yourself and not think that, because the minute that we start thinking that the only bad things happen, oh God, every time I turn around this and this happens, is when you're accepting the negative and not saying, I deserve better. I should be treated better. I don't want this. It's very hard to stand your ground when bad things happen, because you're thinking, okay, when's it ever going to get better? But your energy can change that.
Right. I do believe that. And I have been working on that. You know, but in this situation, there is, like, you know, specific people and circumstances that have to be addressed. You know, I mean, it's not just an energy, it's actual people, you know, that have to be stopped.
I know, but okay, I have to get off the phone now. Sorry. I understand you feel, but just pray on it. Just ask for the help and purify your health and do all that good stuff. And you can go back in the archives and listen to this too, also.
I will. Real quick, is vinegar also like ammonia? Does it do the same?
Vinegar is a very good cleansing, but if you want to get rid of what I call negative energies, ammonia is the stuff to use.
Okay.
Ammonia, there's nothing, no spirits like ammonia. I'm going to tell you that. They just don't.
Cool.
It's repulsive.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, try that. Okay. It'll be good. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, okay, we're doing good on time. I'm actually going to play some Christmas music, and when I come back, I'm going to go to 202-281. So hang in there. If I get this to play properly, we'll be doing good. Nothing ever works here. Oh, here we go.
Apparel, fa la 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 Jolly old St. Nicholas.
Okay, I was going to play another one, but I thought better not. I was just out there. I just went to the kitchen. I thought, oh, let's make some tea and all that good stuff and give myself a break. It's been so long since I actually played music. A lot of times this just goes so quick. So it's not as busy as it usually is, but that's okay. It's a much easier. So 202-281. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name?
My name is Kay, like the letter.
Okay. So, Kay, what is your question? What would you like to ask?
I would like to find out about love. And I'm curious about a friend of mine by the name of Michael.
So you're looking at love interests, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the friend that you're talking about, is this somebody that's a friend and has never been anything more?
A little bit more.
Okay. So let's talk about him first, because I don't dislike him. I don't think he's a bad person or anything like that. I don't dislike him, but I just don't really feel. I feel that if what you had or could have had with him was really more based on love, and rather than just attraction, there would have been a better chance of that. But I just don't see that. It's called Michael, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, He, as far as how you feel about him, you care for him, or you have your attraction to him or feelings for him, is way, way more than him. He's not there. And some people, it's not that he doesn't like you or anything, or that he's not even attracted to you. He's not looking to be in love with you and be married to you and all that stuff. It may be just under the circumstances that you met him or how you got to know him, but he just doesn't view it like that. He just doesn't see that, and so that didn't happen in the past, and so it's not. I don't feel it's going to happen in the future. So for him, he's not somebody that you're going to end up with, not at all. So to me, your love life here is like thin on the ground. It's not anything. Nothing is really rocking and rolling here or rattling. So let me just look. There is somebody going to leave your life too. Maybe it's that Michael guy. Maybe he's going to become less and less or distant. Whatever that is, that's the right action for you. I'm going to say that. So let me look at your love life. Let me look at December here. There's nothing. It doesn't mean that you won't meet somebody or you won't have a date or any of that stuff. But I don't see you meeting like somebody important now. So let me see for next year for you. Okay, I'm looking for love interest. Okay, so what's before that? Okay, so you have a real love interest in the middle of the summer, which is about, I'm going to say, because I give windows of time, I'm going to say July, August, maybe not September, but in and around those months. And before that, there is someone else that you will meet, but it's not love as we know. You know what I mean? I'm talking about somebody you really fall in love with and then you have this great ongoing possible marriage relationship. That's not coming until the summertime. Before that, you are going to meet somebody else. I'm going to say in the springtime. but I do not see that lasting. I feel like there's a connection. It's not just a one date here. You know what I mean? It's not one date. There's a real connection with this person. And you even maybe think, okay, what I'm saying here, and then you'll think, no, maybe she's wrong about that. I really like him. This could be something, but it's going to be more of temperament that doesn't work. You know how you go along with somebody, and then they do something that really ticks you off, and there's not a resolution to that. You're going to look at them and think, oh, I thought you were different to that, or I didn't think that of you, and so that is not. It's going to end because it's not going to be terrible in the end. I mean, what turns out to be good in the beginning is not going to be. But do you feel one later in the year, next year, is definitely, let me ask if that could lead to long term, okay, is that possible marriage? Okay, is the guy in that mindset? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's really good to ask that. You know, is he thinking that? So good you thinking it, and he's not thinking. The guy that you're going to meet in the summer months here, he is long-term. Long-term as in looking at you, this is a woman I could be with. I've never met anybody like her. She's the one. I don't feel the same about her as I did everybody else. You know, there's going to be something unique and special. And I don't think it's really long-winded here. I think, like, within a couple of months, you're going to be telling each other you love each other. I think it's a marriage-minded relationship. I think there's more than an 85% chance that you'll marry that guy. That's what I'm sticking my neck out. But I do think it's really unique and special. And by the time you get to it, you will be fed up. You will think there's nobody. I never meet anybody. Here we go again, halfway through the year, and there's nobody. And I don't meet anybody that's this, this, and this. And by the time you meet this person, you're going to be surprised as opposed to, wonder what this is going to be. I don't think you're actually going to look at it that way, because when you meet people that you actually don't realize that you love right away, because you sort of do, there's some magic in it. Like when you look at him and he looks at you, your soul will say, oh, there you are. This is all soulmates or all past life things. These are people you've actually loved in another lifetime, and that soul will go, oh, there you are. It's been a long time since I saw you. So it's like a real love. It's not a karmic debt either. That's what I don't feel about it. I don't feel there's some karmic debt that has to be paid here, like a go-round. Like a lot of relationships are karmic debt things. They're like, okay, they're supposed to come in your life to treat you better, and then they don't, then they go out again, and they don't come back again. Those are usually people that are given another chance to do the right thing by you, and vice versa too, with you as well. But this is not a debt thing. This is someone you're supposed to meet and supposed to be in love with. So I think it's good. Yeah.
Do you pick up he's like, or like his temperament?
I think that he is excitable. That's what I think. And by that, I don't know if he's, I always think of Geminis as excitable, okay? Anybody that's off the charts, I always think, oh, yeah, it's a Gemini. I feel like his energy is very go-getter. The one thing about him is very striking. You know when you see babies and they have those eyelashes and you think, oh, that's a boy, and he's got this gorgeous eye. This guy's got gorgeous eyes. You'll be so moonstruck by those eyes. You'll look at him and think, oh, God. That's the thing that you'll notice about him first. I don't even know that you'll notice much else, because his eyes are really hypnotizing. They have this certain kind of magic. Magnetic is the word. I would not be surprised if, let me see, I'm not usually good with star signs because I just feel energy. Let me see if I can find out what he might be. Do not be surprised if he's a Scorpio. I'm going to say that because the eyes are very predominant in this person. It's just like something that you wouldn't miss. You know when you look at male models and you go, oh, God, that guy's gorgeous and he has those sexy eyes that are like, you know, you can't miss. This guy has those kind of eyes. You're going to look at him. And so there'll be some jealousy as well. I'm going to say that. There'll be jealousy. You'll be thinking, who are you looking at? Looking at? Why are you looking at her? And he's going to go, what, what? I didn't look at anybody.
Of course.
No, I think it's like a happy, but you're not expecting it. You will be truly fed up. By the time you get to meet him, you are like, okay, God, don't give me anybody then. Fine. You will not be in the right. You will not be in the right mood. You'll be like, oh, I guess I'll never meet anybody. That's what people do. They go through phases, because if you meet this guy earlier, the one that's springtime kind of thing, you're like him. You're going to really like him. And you're going to think, oh, I'm so happy I met him. He's good looking, blah, 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 blah. And then when it doesn't work, then you start thinking, oh, nothing ever works. Nothing works for me. I can't meet anybody. I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, you'll go through this whole phase of not liking you, not liking anybody. And mm-hmm. so by the time this guy comes along, like in sort of the latter half of the summer, you're not going to be, you're going to think, oh, yeah, great, another year. I haven't met anybody, great. And you're not going to be in the right mood. And then this guy is just going to say hi to you, just out of the blue. He's going to see you and go hi. And you're going to be really taken back. And you're going to think, oh, wow. And even then you're going to, you know, wonder, okay, why are you speaking to me? What do you want? You know
what
I mean? Oh, God. Wrong attitude. No, he's tall, too. And I think his hair is, it feels to me like mid-brown, sort of lightish, but to me, it feels like the kind of hair, I feel like he's got really great hair. You know, when you touch somebody and they have, you know, some women wish they'd have his hair. He has this very nice, sort of thickish hair. He seems real confident. But his hair is, if you touch his hair, it's kind of mm-hmm. thick and it's lightish. To me, it looks like it might even have blonde tinges if he stayed in the sun a long time. This is a really attractive guy. And you will have to watch me and jump. Yeah, you'll have to be very, yeah, you'll have to watch yourself because you might be unreasonable.
not me.
Yes, you.
Do you see Michael with anyone, like a love interest now or in general? Like,
do I see what? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, do you see Michael with a love interest or like at the same time or now, or that's the friend?
You mean the Michael guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing with Michael, he's not going to fall in love with you. The problem is that your heart beats for him, if you know what I mean. When you look at him, you have this, you know, the warm and fuzzies for him. You have this attraction. I'm not sure that he was love interested in another lifetime, but you were definitely connected. I would not even be surprised if there wasn't a brother-sister thing in another lifetime, because he's not getting it. He's not getting that page. While he is willing to be intimate, let's just say that, while he's willing to do that, he's not willing to go that extra mile. And
I know that.
Yeah.
Does he
have one?
Mm-hmm. Or will he I'm sure he will in the future, but.
I think that he will, but I don't want you to pine over. I don't want you to be hurt over him, because when you get close to somebody, if he got some girl that he was all crazy about and told you about it, you'd be pissed off. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's what I want to hear about somebody wonderful you met.
Yeah.
Because of your involvement with him, because you're close to him. But you'll get over that. You get past that because he's not the one for you. And then it won't matter because you're going to meet somebody better.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. As soon as you have a replacement, that you look back and think, oh, I don't know what I saw in him. So it's going to be fine. You're going to be okay. Just hang in there. Okay, so I'm at the end of my show now, so I'm going to be saying goodnight. And I do thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Christmas. So I did get to play Christmas music today, thank God, for a change. Even though it's kind of frumpy, it's just in the spirit. If anybody wants to get hold of me, not after any show, by the way. I'm going to be watching Nashville tonight, okay? My phone number is 775-241010. My website is rosemaryfox.com. I wish you all a blessed evening, and I will be on again the same time next week, and God bless. So have a good night.